Shalom Aleichem. This is Rav Keith from the Simcha Center, and I wanted to offer a short, sweet idea to give us a little chizuk. Right at the beginning of our parsha, the Jewish people have a challenge. Vayagar Moab. The Moabites were scared. Mimne'am. Ma'od. Very scared. Ki Ravhu. Because there are many. Vayakats Moab. Mimne'am Yisrael. And the Moabites were disgusted with the Jewish people. If you think about it, we've heard these words before. Who else was scared and then disgusted? The Egyptians. There too it says that they were scared of Bnei Israel Kiravu because we were great, Vayakutsu, and they made us out like we were vermin, as Rashi says. They were disgusted by us. And in fact, this is what throughout the ages, people have been doing to the Jewish people. They've been scared, and so they made us out to be something that we're not, and they were disgusted by us. In fact, this is what something that many people do to others, to those who are they're scared of. And to be scared of the Jewish people, well, it kind of makes sense. There's a lot of them, and we were coming to the land of Israel. But what's this disgusted? For what reason should the Moabites be disgusted against the Bnei Israel? How does that make any sense? But of course it makes a lot of sense, and we do this all the time. When we're scared of something, we make it out, our brain imagines that the thing that's going to, you know, create that negative energy that's going to ruin our lives is evil, is disgusting. We make it out to a caricature of something that it's not. Fortunately, we see it in the Palestinian Authority sometimes when they train their children to think that the Jewish people are disgusting. And it's true on a national level, but it's also true on a personal level. How often in life are we scared of certain situations? We're scared of facing the realities. And what do? We morph in our brains things to be not as they really are because of our fear. So what's the solution? The solution is to stop being scared, to confront those things that we're scared of in our lives, to look at them in the eye and not be scared. And how do we not be scared? There's only one way, through Emunah, to know that Hashem is with you. As David HaMelech says, I shall not fear, ki ata imadi, for you are with me. As long as we know that Hashem is with us every step of the way, there's nothing to be scared of. And we won't let our mind warp situations into big problems. When it's not, there's no problem. We trust in Hashem, everything's okay. So whether it's in a national political level, or perhaps more importantly for those of us listening to this shiur, on a personal level, let's not be scared. Let's walk with Hashem and see things the way they are, with a positive eye, with an open and warm heart. I'll just say one story. This attitude of not being scared by the other was most beautifully demonstrated by Rav Shlomo Carlbach. There are many stories in Holy Brother about this. For example, Rav Shlomo was once doing a concert. And there's one person who to everyone else looked hideous. This poor guy, he was born with a deformity and nobody wanted to get close to him. It was painful to look at. But Shlomo wasn't scared. He looked with his loving eyes and he came to this person and he gave him a hug and he gave him love. And the person sitting next to him said at that point, the man didn't look so scared anymore. He looked normal. And at that point he knew that Rav Shlomo was a real rabbi because he could see beyond the fear and see the beauty within the other. Once we're on a roll with Rav Shlomo stories, I could say the same thing. There was once a woman who was a waitress and she was rough and mean and hideous in her actions. And Rav Shlomo just saw through the fear and treated her with kindness and respect and love and praised her muffins. And by the end of that exchange, the woman didn't look so ugly anymore. She actually looked kind of pretty because Rav Shlomo wasn't scared. And we take down the veils inside our mind of fear, we can see the beauty of the world. It is a beautiful world. It's not a world we always understand. It's not a world we're meant to understand. but it's also not a world that we're meant to walk in fear with. Thankfully, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have Emunah, and with Emunah, we can see past the veil and see a beautiful world. So I hope you enjoyed these beautiful words, not mine, but of the Torah and of Shlomo Carlbach's inspiration. And I hope you continue to listen to our little podcast to lift us up with more connection to Hashem and Emunah. Have a beautiful day. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, because it's almost Shabbos.